coming to you from sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the Paper Stack Podcast, where we cover current topics in the note industry, give you tactics for your note business, and talk with industry leaders to make you a better note investor. And now, your hosts, Brett Berkey and Rick Allen.
Welcome back to the Paper Stack Podcast. I am Brett Berkey, and this is Rick Allen. And we are doing another episode, a couple of these with the...
Yes. That's why you see...
What's that?
Same outfits.
I just like this color. It's just a cool color.
Yes, I'm wearing black like my heart.
So
what's today? What do we got? What's this episode of the Paper Stack Podcast? What number are we on?
100-something. Yeah, I don't know. On this one, we're going to be talking about how do you know if things are going to go to foreclosure? How do you not have a crystal ball? But if I was looking at a note on Paper Stack, or I was looking at a note, you know, someplace else, and you're looking and you're like, well, I mean, you know, let's just say everything between these four or five notes looks good. If I was trying my hardest not to buy the one that I think might go to foreclosure, payment histories on all of them are the same, everything looks great. How would I decide, like, well, I don't know.
So everything meeny, looks meeny, great. So there were, okay, we're all performing?
They're all performing. These are all performing. Oh. And you're like, what would be something that would kind of make them go that way?
Wow. I was going to see, my first thing was going to be like, well, look, the biggest hint that it's going to go to foreclosure is it's non-performing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you want to do it like that.
Yeah, but that, like, you know, you would look to see, okay, so if it's a non-performer, guess what? There's a chance it's going to go
to foreclosure.
If it's non-performing and you look at the servicing notes and the borrower is unresponsive, mm-hmm. or the house is vacant, there's a chance it's going to go to foreclosure, unless you can get in touch with the borrower. The borrower's dead. Probably going to go to foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's certain things that you can't really control. What's the condition of the house? Is it in just terrible condition? It's probably going to go to foreclosure. That's just, it's just the nature of it. I mean, you just got to look at it. Now, if we're going to go look at the performing side, and you're going to say, okay, what are the chances that this asset's going to go to foreclosure and is performing? Credit monitoring is a big one.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
because you can see credit usage. If credit usage starts going way up or creeping way up, is that an indicator of somebody's about to hit some financial turbulence?
Credit monitoring
is a good way to do it, understanding, you know, credit scores, how the historicals on it is a good way to do it. You can look at the historical payment history. You know, you may have a solid 12 months, but look at the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. Is there any sort of pattern of like, oh, they fall behind a little bit? Look at when they're paying. Everybody can have 12 months of payment history. But if they're paying, you know, do they pay on the 28th before it's due? Or are they paying on the 5th within like 4 or 5 days? Fine. Are they paying on the 15th? Are they paying later? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Are they never quite going 30 days, but they're not paying on the 1st?
Mm.
That's, they're balancing something there. They're just, they're...
Oh, they're like, yeah. They got this bill. I got to pay this bill this time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a... paycheck to paycheck type of look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
Those are really things there. But more importantly, not just being able to analyze, like, look, foreclosure, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? How to prevent it? Or if you get into a situation where where they stop paying,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to avoid going to the courthouse? How are you going to avoid starting legal fees and tying this asset up, slowing it down? What can you do? You know, what kind of loss mitigation stuff? Can you do a loan mod? Can you do a forbearance agreement? You know, understanding economic conditions, understanding the geographical economic conditions. You know,
explain that, like, is it maybe there's blight in the neighborhood or something?
Blight in the neighborhood, sure. That's one thing. But looking at, maybe this is in somewhere in the Midwest and there's a big factory in town and that's where everybody works and the factory closes down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, that factory closed down. What are the chances that my person is working at that factory? You know?
Is that something you evaluate? Like when you're buying it?
You can definitely look at what's, you know, what's going on in the area as far as population growth. Is it growing or is it, or is it getting smaller?
That's interesting. That's something I never even thought
of. You can look
and
see, like, I know we did one in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, and Euclid. I remember the address was Euclid. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was something, they were building some sort of big factory there, or there was something, you know, some economic redevelopment. I remember that going in there, but there was something else going in there that was just going to start boosting stuff. It was a it was something with tech, because I remember there was like high-speed internet. This was a long time ago, before it was high-speed. It was,
Fiber?
Fiber was going in there. So it was like, it was those kind of things. You look at that and you say, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But if on the converse side, if a factory closes down, you're like, oof, if they start missing payments or something, you're like.
So that makes a lot of sense.
What are they going to do for a job? You know, what are their qualifications? Stuff like that.
In Florida, if you're looking for where they're going to go, where's the economic growth, just look for Publix.
That's true.
I know it's true.
It's really
it's so true. Like, oh crap, there's a Publix going up, and that something's happening over here because Publix knows everything.
Yeah. Then you want to look at, you know, just really want to know, how am I going to avoid the foreclosure? Can if they want the house and they can afford the house, how am I going to get them back in there? What can I do to do something that's going to A, incentivize them to keep paying?
Yeah.
And B, what am I going to do to get this performing so I can get it off my balance sheet, get it out of there, so it doesn't go bad again. So you want to look at all those things. Or how am I going to get them to sign the house over to me? What am I going to do to avoid foreclosure? Can I give them cash for keys?
Interesting.
Yep.
What would you do in that situation where the town's just dried up to do a ghost town? They sign it over to you, but then you're just stuck with the house.
I mean, you kind of have to go long at some point. You know, you got to figure it out. It's like, well, am I going to turn this into a rental? What am I going to do with it? I don't know. There's a lot of questions there. Will there be somebody in the town who can afford to buy this? Can we originate owner financing and put somebody in there? Do you just say, look, don't throw good money after bad money, sell it, take your loss, and move on?
Interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. So.
I like that. I took away a couple of gems here, like just understanding the dynamics of the area and what's happening and things that are really out of your control and not asset specific at all. It doesn't have anything to do with the house. I mean, no. It has to do with what's happening in the neighborhood.
Usually all it has to do with the borrower or the geographic stuff. I mean, there's stuff you just
can't. That's what I meant by the house borrower. I mean, like, but they can't control some factories, you know.
No, you can't. And I mean, that's not something that doesn't happen every day.
That's interesting to actually think about that, though. I mean, especially if it's in a rural area.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why some people only buy in areas that have a population of X, 100,000 people or more.
Yeah.
And it's expanding, not contracting. Because, you know, typically those areas, when people are moving out, they're moving to the cities, or they're moving to where the work is, moving to where they can make more money. Well, you got a glut. you start getting more houses available.
Yeah.
Then that drives down the value.
Values.
So that's another thing, is just looking at what's going on in the market. Do I want to be taking something to foreclosure right now? What can I do to get them paying again? How can I help them out? Is some money better than no money coming in? Can you do a forbearance agreement? Yeah, stuff like that.
Interesting. Okay, cool. I think that kind of sums it up. So we know what to look for in the non-performing.
Yeah.
And then also what to look for in the performing. That's very interesting. I never really considered the performing side, but it was such a curveball question I wanted to throw at you.
It was a curveball, because it's not where I expected you were going to go with it.
I was expecting you just to bunt it, but he kind of
did all right with it, handled it.
He did,
Not an amateur.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Well, cool. Again, like always, if you have your own questions, own things you want to cover, you can always ask, and I will have Rick answer the questions, and I'll sit here and just answer more questions or talk to you guys, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, so that's it. Like, comment, subscribe, join us. We'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.
Are you new to the mortgage note industry? Have you been wanting to learn the step-by-step process to purchase your first mortgage note? Well, you're in luck. We've convinced our CEO, Rick Allen, to break down everything he knows about mortgage note investing. Through a series of 50 videos, you'll get everything from start to finish of where to purchase notes, how to purchase notes, and all of Rick's investing techniques he has developed over the many years. From performing note tactics to non-performing notes, Rick gives you everything he knows about investing. Bonuses include our glossary of industry terms, Rick's own proprietary calculators he created to evaluate notes, discounts from our partners, our Rolodex of vendors, a private Facebook group, along with a lot more. We've packed so much content into the Academy to take you from beginner to expert in no time. To learn more about the Academy, go to academy.paperstack.com/welcome. Again, that is academy.paperstack.com/welcome.